Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, May 1st, is the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. After God creates Adam, he makes a garden for the man and places him in it. It's a garden that has everything Adam could ever want, except for Eve, and she shows up soon afterwards. But when God gives Adam the garden, he isn't just giving him something to satisfy his physical needs. He's also giving Adam a mission. He's giving him something important to do. Genesis says that God settled the man in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and care for it. This is one of God's greatest and earliest gifts to the human race. It's the gift of meaningful work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's often pointed out that God entrusts Adam with work before the fall, before our first parents committed the sin. Because meaningful work is not in itself a curse. It's not a punishment. It's a joy. And it's a joy precisely because it's one of the ways that we live out our call to be children of God. One of the greatest joys young children have is to help their mom or dad in their work, their projects. It brings children and parents together when the children feel like they're really contributing. And God our Father has given us this joy to help him in his work. St. John Paul II, in his great encyclical on human work, says that this is the fundamental meaning of human work. It's a chance for us to participate in God's creative activity. Genesis talks about God working those first 6 days to make a good world. But when he tells Adam to cultivate the garden and care for it, he's giving Adam the opportunity to work alongside God in perfecting creation, in making the world a better place. St. Paul calls us co-workers with God. That's an incredible title. God could have just done everything in creation by himself. but he invites his children to work with him, because to do so is a great joy, and it connects us more closely to him. So what a good Father we have in God, who's given us work so that we can participate in his creative ability. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
By our work, we do good for others, and we make the world a better place. When we talk about making the world a better place, that has to mean, first and foremost, making the world a better place for people. It has to mean that we're serving God's children somehow through our work. So we answer the question, how does our work make the world a better place? By answering the question, whom does our work serve? Our work should serve our customers and clients. It should serve our bosses. It should serve our students and our teachers. It should serve our kids and our spouses. It should serve society as a whole. Now, if people would be better off without our work, and it's hard to see how our work makes the world a better place, then we need to find new work, work that is actually good for others. Further, work perfects you as a person. Work causes you to gain the virtues you wouldn't get without work. So often I think, if I would have only known what I know now. You ever feel that way? But it's impossible. The only way I know now what I didn't know then was by working through trial and error, with successes and failures, by interacting with people, through good times and bad, through conflict and joy, through seeing an arduous task through to the end, by perseverance and patience. I think we can all say we've learned a lot, and that we've become who we are in large part through our work, whether inside the home or outside of it. Do you see? Work is one of the most important means to develop the virtues we need to become the people we're supposed to become forever. But we can't develop those virtues and characteristics without work. And even if you're retired from your paid job and your kids are grown, you still need to work. You need to do good for others and good for the world every day. We should do some type of work until we're dead. I was with a great group of people last night, the Knights of Malta. These people accompany the very ill to Lourdes. Or think about the great good that grandparents can do for the physical and spiritual needs of their kids and grandkids. Now, I teach mine to do forbidden things. That's my job. Or the work of spiritual mentors. This is why we need the gift of work until we're dead, so that we can participate in God's creative activity, so that we can do good for others, and so that we can grow in virtue. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So work was not given to us as a punishment, because work was given as a gift before the fall. However, after the fall, work definitely involves toil. Work becomes tedious, difficult, stressful, uncertain. Even finding good work, meaningful work, becomes a challenge. But these unpleasant, negative aspects of our work don't eliminate any of the goods that work offers. Work is still a participation in God's creative activity. It's still supposed to be a way for us to do good to others, and it's still a way for us to grow in the perfection of the human person through the virtues. Now it's painful, yes, but that pain and irritation can be put to good work in counteracting our vices. Vices like pride and self-sufficiency and laziness, or impatience or self-indulgence. And more than that, since we are Christians and we believe that When united to Christ, our suffering has the capacity to help save souls, then the aggravation we get from work can become one of the greatest ways to help save souls. When we do meaningful work, we participate in God's creative activity. And when we suffer at work, we can participate in God's redemptive activity. The toil of work, far from taking away from work's value, can, from a Christian perspective, actually enhance the value of work because it can help save our souls and the souls of other people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So before you go to bed tonight, or maybe when you get up tomorrow morning, write down how your work serves God and makes the world a better place. Write down how your work serves the people around you, how your work is good for society, and how your work makes you a better person. Now, it may take some thinking, and you might have to work a little bit to figure out exactly how your work does those things, but it's worth thinking about, because we're supposed to spend our time not just earning money, but doing good for God and others. And our work, whether at home or at the office, is one of the primary ways we do that. So write down how you are doing good at work. And then, when your job becomes unpleasant and frustrating, take out what you've written and look at it, and thank God for his gift of work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was reminded, or I remembered, while we were meditating here, that article that I read a few years ago called Death by Loneliness, where this psychiatrist, after treating thousands of patients, realized, in her estimation, that there were four essential ingredients everybody needed to be happy. She said, this is just a secular psychiatrist.
Coffee, metal, hockey, and the rosary.
How'd you know?
I can dream, can I?
She actually said, number one, a good relationship with God. Number two, we need family and friends. Number three, we need a way to find a meaning and purpose in suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, every human needs meaningful work.
Wow. It's wild because I think most people don't have any of those.
Oh, that's bad.
Most people don't have meaning for suffering. And because they don't have meaning for suffering, they can't suffer through their families.
Are you going to connect all these together?
Well, in a way, it's true. In that one, work, I was thinking about this in the rosary. We don't live to serve. We just sort of serve to live. As in, it is just its own form of agony to work. Everyone trudges through their day so that they can get home. But it never goes deeper than that. It's just another added layer of suffering because we don't see it as service anymore.
Yeah.
We don't see the good of serving others.
Yeah.
Which is, we are supposed to live in service to others and God.
Yeah, good point.
But we've talked about this before. Everyone has removed the necessary pillar of God from their lives. And that does take away all of the meaning from these other factors.
Well said. Well said. And work is not measured by money.
Mm-hmm.
The value of work is not measured by money. the value of work is measured by the good you do for others. So whether you get paid or not, if we want to be happy, then we need to be doing work every day.
Yeah. And it also doesn't mean that your work has to be in a hospital for it to be meaningful.
No.
It's, I realized this in college.
Your work of writing.
Yeah, but even farther than that, when I was working in college, I was working at a little taco shop. But I realized, especially with, there were these two disabled brothers that would come in at like almost every day for lunch. And I realized very quickly that they were living on government checks. So they weren't leaving there. They were living in like a trailer park together. And they did not, they didn't speak with anyone else.
Wow.
Like they barely had any human interaction. And they were always so excited to talk.
Yeah.
That even just in serving food, but also taking the moment to talk to people in your work.
Yeah.
That's such a, because it wasn't just a side effect of like, yeah, I work there, but that is the service I was providing. And the only place where those people would ever be reached and have anyone to talk to about their day.
Yeah.
But we often don't take those opportunities, and we, by treating a job like just a job, as in it has no other bonus other than money, then you're treating those people worse because you think all I have to do is listen and put your order into this machine. That's all my job is to you. It's not seeing you as a person. It's not being with you right now. It's not actually listening to you. And in fact, if you saw it just as a money thing, then you'd be like, why is this person still talking to me? You're getting in the way of my job.
Exactly.
But we've got everything in reverse, and we're missing the meaning and the opportunities for meaning in all forms of work.
I suggested this as a resolution during the Rosary meditation, but I really think all of us need to think, why am I working? It can't just be for the money. In what way am I gaining opportunities by my work to do good for others? That's the value, doing good for others.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to, and the more we reflect on this, and the more we can identify the good we're doing for others, the happier we'll be in our work and beyond it.
Mm-hmm. But I just have to be more and more grateful for the work that we're able to do with this podcast because of our audience, that we have such incredible feedback from people that let us know how meaningful this work is. We're really blessed to be able to do this and to be able to do it with the people that are joining us on this podcast every day.
Yeah, this as part of our work is an unbelievable gift to us.
And to take it even farther, work doesn't mean the thing that you write on your taxes. It's this is your daily work. If that person is a listener who is setting aside the time to listen and work on themselves, that's part of your work.
There's spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
There's spiritual work. There's spiritual investment.
There's the children you're raising and the people you're meeting and the many aspects of work that go beyond the job that you were hired for.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thanks for the job.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.